A Christmas Odyssey by Anne Perry. Narrated by Terence Hardiman.
Henry Rathbone leaned a little farther forward in his armchair and regarded his visitor gravely. James Wentworth had an air of weariness in his face that made him look older than his 60-odd years. There was something close to desperation in the way his hands fidgeted, clenching and unclenching on his knees. "What can I do?" Henry asked gently.
"Perhaps nothing," Wentworth answered.
As he spoke, the logs in the fire settled deeper, sending up a shower of sparks. It was a bitter night, 10 days before Christmas. Outside, the icy wind moaned in the eaves of this pleasant house on Primrose Hill. Beyond, the vast city of London prepared for holiday and feasting. Carols, church bells, and parties. There was not long to wait now.
"You say perhaps," Henry prompted him. "So possibly there is something to be done. Let us at least try."
He gave a brief smile. "This is the season of hope. Some believe of miracles."
"Do you?" Wentworth asked. "Would you pursue a miracle for me?"
Henry looked at the weight of grief in his friend's face. They had not met in more than a year, and it seemed that Wentworth had aged almost beyond recognition in that time.
"Of course I would," Henry replied. "I could not promise to catch it. I cannot even swear to you that I believe in such things."
"Always honest and so literal," Wentworth said with a ghost of amusement.